Okay, everyone, good evening. We're up to the 63rd session of Das Tfila, and we are discussing the fact that Yaakov Avinu is synonymous with Tiferes. And what exactly is Tiferes? What exactly is Tiferes? So Tiferes is a combination of the two things that preceded him, the combination of Emes and Chesed. The combination of Chesed and Din. Sorry, faded out there for a second. The combination of Chesed and Din. His grandfather Avraham was Chesed, was an incredible extrovert, trying to reach out to everybody. His father Yitzchak was about Pachad, was about Yiras Hashem. And the goal of Yaakov was to create a blending of the two, because neither of those attributes in and of themselves is sufficient. We did have individuals like Avraham and Yitzchak, these extreme individuals who live their life kimat just in that one mode. But the real way to make this a part of a future Jewish existence is to be able to blend the two parts together. And that was Yaakov's task. Yaakov's task is called Tiferet. Tiferet is splendor. It's what you get when you bring all the pieces together properly, but it's also called Emes. And it's a little difficult for us to understand that word Emes here, because Emes doesn't really represent truth, but Emes represents something that is lasting, something that is real, something that is real, something that allows for continued existence. We're going to learn about that a little more. I got a question last week from Rabbi Dreilich, who I see may not be on tonight either, but is listening to the Shiurim. So Rabbi Dreilich asked on the chat, he said, how could it be if Meiriv is Keneged Yaakov, so how could it be that Meiriv is a Rishus? We know that Shachris is a Chiyuv, and Mincha is a Chiyuv, Chesed is a Chiyuv, Din is a Chiyuv. How could Meiriv, which is Emes, which is from Yaakov, how could Emes be something that's ever optional in Judaism? What does that mean, that Meiriv is, or at least was at one point, not the same kind of obligation as Shachris and Mincha? And I think the answer is what we started with last week, that Yaakov really doesn't add anything. Yaakov teaches us how to blend. The two primary colors of Judaism are Chesed and Din, are Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Yaakov didn't invent anything new. Yaakov's role was not to create a third way to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to teach us the balance between Emes and, between Chesed and Din. And in that sense, he's not as essential, so to speak, as the first two pieces. The first two pieces introduce the basic ways of relating to Hashem: fear of Hashem, love of Hashem. What Yaakov brings to the picture is the ability to pull out these different things at different times, to be able to balance, to be able to go back and forward from Avas Hashem to Yiras Hashem. Maybe the reason why Meiriv is a Rishus, Meiriv is not as essential as the first two, is because, again, its role is just to teach us how to balance, how to find that balancing act between the two. So Yaakov's role, we pointed out last week, is to create something everlasting, right? Isuko shel Yaakov hu ha'amadat zera Yisrael. The role of Yaakov, more than his parents, is to create a lasting entity called Klal Yisrael. His grandfather had two sons. One went off the derech. One was never on the derech. His father, Yitzchak, had two sons, Yaakov and Esav, and both were not necessarily supposed to remain within the Jewish tradition, within the family tradition. But Yaakov's role is to try to create something that will last, something that will take us from the time of Yaakov till the end of Jewish history. That's his tafkid. Okay, that's his tafkid. And that's why he had this tradition, which we spoke about at the end of the shiur last time, that if one of his kids didn't make it, if one of his kids died before him, he wouldn't get to Olam Haba. That was the shock of losing Yosef. Wasn't simply that it was his quote-unquote favorite son, the son that he hoped would accomplish the most. It was that his whole mission in life was to take what was given to him by his grandfather and his father and to make it a practical way of life, a practical balance that should be able to be the beginning of a people that would last to the end of time. His role was to have 12 kids and have all the kids get to the finish line. That's something that as parents we know is kimat impossible. That's an incredibly difficult thing, that all of our kids should make it, so to speak, to this proverbial finish line. On some level, all of them do, of course, but that finish line that you have for them when they're 3 years old, that they should be able to remain fully with everything and everything should be okay and they should be physically healthy and mentally healthy and they should be frum, that was his task. That was his task, which was an incredibly difficult task. We see him doing that throughout last week's parsha of Vayetze and into this week's parsha of Vayishlach. Hopefully, settling back Vayeshev Yaakov at the beginning of the following week's parsha, and then, oy vavoy, things went into chaos again. Imagine being Yaakov, starting a family in your mid-80s, having four wives, having 12 sons. This is an incredible responsibility to try together as a family to bring this family up and to allow this family to succeed. They finally get back to Eretz Yisrael and Parshas Vayeshev. Everybody's there. Everybody's working together. It looks like he's done. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not done. We're never done. It's never going to be simple. And that's when the whole Yosef incident starts. But what do we have this week? This week we have a different threat to the continuation of the Jewish people, and that is Esav. That is the armies of Esav that are coming to meet Yaakov at the beginning of this parsha. So we know that Yaakov sends a special matana to Esav. He sends him all these different kinds of things. And he, as part of the matana, he gives the special instructions that we should leave space between the different groups. The revach tasimu. You should leave a space between the different groups. The pashtus is, why would he leave a space between the different gifts? To make it look even larger. Right? If you have only 10 people and you're trying to be impressive, so you spread them all over the classroom, ooh, and it looks like you have a lot of people. So if he wants to make his, once he gets the most out of his gift, he's going to want to make sure to leave space between the different marching bands, between the different groups of animals, so that it'll seem to be a big deal. But he seems to be very makbid. He tells us, "Verevach tasim." Why is that? So it explains the Medrash, which is quoted by the Das Tfila. Al toldosav ledoros umispalo. He prays, and he hopes for, and he tries to set things up for the Jewish people till the end of time. He's synonymous. His name is Yisrael, as we'll see. His name is synonymous with the Jewish people surviving till the end of time. That was his role. I don't know which of the Avos I'd want to be. Do I want to be Avraham, who has to bring the concept of Chesed into the world? Do I want to be Yitzchak, who has to bring the concept of Yiras Hashem into the world? Or do I need to be Yaakov, whose only job is to take what was given to him, but to be able to transform it in something that will last till the end of Jewish history? So Al Toldosov Ledoros Umispalel, he didn't just daven for his family, he davened for the Jewish people going forward. Mahu Verevach Tasimu, what does it mean when he sends this gift to Esav, and as part of the gift he makes sure to emphasize that there have to be spaces between the groups? Amar Yaakov l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, such a good Medrash to have at your table this week. Ribono shel Olam, im yihiyu tzoros ba'os al bonai, lo tavu osam zo achar zo, ela harevach lahem mitzaroseim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there's a certain amount that has to happen to my descendants, make sure it doesn't happen at once. Make sure it happens with a space in between, with a break so they can catch their breath, so they can rebuild. Let them have times of rebuilding, of growth, of happiness, of joy, of strengthening between all, whatever it is that has to happen. For whatever reason, it's not going to be simple for Jewish history. But let it be in such a way that they can withstand it. What does this sound like? This sounds like what we explained before was the Midah of Rachamim. Right? We said that Yaakov Avinu represents Rachamim. What is Rachamim? What is mercy? It's not what we think it is. Mercy, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't mean that he says, oh, okay, it's fine. Oh, you know what? Forget about it. Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Vatran. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just forget things. What does he do? He gives us the ability to withstand the punishment so that we can grow past it. He doesn't give us the punishment right away. He doesn't give the punishment to us in the full effect of what we should have. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us time. And when he does have to punish us, he punishes us in a way that we can, it's spread out over a certain amount of time. And we're able to survive it. Because Jewish history is somewhat about survival. It's not about what happens at any minute. It's not about whether the Jewish people at any given moment are in stress or in crisis. It's about whether they continue. It's about whether they're able to get to the end of time. And Yaakov sends his present to Esav. Right? Esav represents all of the difficulties that the world is going to bring upon us with a silent prayer, with a symbolic prayer. V'revach tasimu. Put space in between the two. Let us be able to survive this. V'shama tfiloso. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillah. V'hivticho shehum moshio mikol tzaroso b'schuso shel Yaakov. Shenemar yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov. The Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis Rabbah says that B'schus Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's going to take us out of this tzara. Doesn't mean he won't put us in another tzara. Sometimes our lives feel like we get out of one thing just to wait a couple of weeks and something else happens. But that's a chesed. There's a chesed in what, for whatever reason, if there are things that have to happen, that they should happen in a way that we should be able to withstand them, that we should be able to continue. Utfiloso omedis lehem ledoros olam. And that tefillah stands for them forever. Pasach Yaakov v'amar ribono shel olam. Lo esrim ushtayim shana amadati bebeis lavan. Wasn't I 22 years in the house of Lavan? Ukishiyatzosi mibeiso paga bi esav harasha. Ubikesh laro gisbanai. I finally left the house of Esav. Right? He doesn't know what's worse. Lavan's running behind him. Finally, he deals with the Lavan issue. He separates with Lavan. Lavan doesn't kill him. He walks, he looks forward, and Esav's coming. What do you think if you're Yaakov? What do you make of this? I can't catch a break? How many times do we say that? I can't catch a break. There are times in our lives where we feel like it's one thing after another. But it's in a way that we're able to somehow get to the other side. I risk my life for them. And now, he speaks up at a time of crisis in Jewish history. My children are like sheep to be slaughtered. La'achar shegidaltem ke'efrochim shel tarnegolim. V'savalti aleihem tzar gidul banim. After I went through so much, says Yaakov, I sacrificed so much to be able to bring the children to this point. Ki rov yama ha'isi b'tzar gadol ba'avuram. Think of all the tzar gidul badim that I had. V'ata lo tizkur lizos l'rachem al banai. You won't count this towards the merit of continuing the Jewish people and sacrificing for the Jewish people. It's a fascinating medrash. The medrash suggests that when we sacrifice to help another Jew, whether that's our children, whether that's somebody else, not only do we get schar and shemayim, not only do we help somebody, but we also set an example for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us, to help our descendants, to help our people. That's what Yaakov establishes. And again, why Yaakov? Because the whole essence of Yaakov was to make sure that the Jewish people should be on a path that they should be able to get to the end of time. Where do we see this? We see this. Remember, Yaakov is blessing his children at his deathbed. He's finally Mita Shlema. He's finally there in his deathbed. He has all 12 children. And what does he want to reveal to them? Keitz Hayamin, the end of time. What does that have to do? The end of time is not going to be during the time of Yosef. It's not going to be in the time of Levi. He knows when Mashiach is going to come, and he wants to share that with his children. Why is that on his mind? It's not going to happen for thousands of years. The answer is that Yaakov is not about just bringing up these 12 people. It's about bringing up these 12 boys from whom will come a people that will last till the end of time. And his mind is on what's going to happen at the Achris Hayamim as he's dying, because that's his mission in the world. It's not to invent chesed, it's not to invent din, it's to give it a way of continuing until the end of Jewish history. And therefore, Yaakov hu Yisrael. Now we understand this idea that this man Yaakov is Yisrael. What does that mean? Is he Yaakov? Is he Yisrael? What is he? Well, when he's Yaakov, he's a person. He's a man. He's the person of the past. When he's Yisrael, he embodies, he represents Knesset Yisrael. He's responsible for the Jewish people getting to the end of time. Within him is all of Klal Yisrael. From him comes all of Klal Yisrael. When Avraham, not all of his Zerah went to this mission. With Yitzchak, not all of his children went towards this mission. But from Yaakov Avinu comes the continuation of the Jewish people to the end of time. V'kach ma'avako shel imsaro shel Esav, hu al kiyum hanitzchi shel Zaro. When he fights that night, this stuff is unbelievable. It's so simple when you read the psukim. But what does it mean he fights through the night with the angel of Esav? Right? What does that mean? That means that he fights through the night of Golos with all of those who are going to die. It's sort of a symbolic battle where he takes upon himself to fight on behalf of all of his descendants in order to be able to protect them somehow. He's fighting our fight almost. Like we say, Ma'asa'ova simon labanim. That's what that fight is. That's all the way till the morning, all the way until Mashiach comes. He symbolically carries out that fight. U'mishenotzach zocha l'shem Yisrael. And that's why when he wins it, when he proves that he's willing to fight, not just to save his own children. To save his own children is what's going to happen tomorrow. But tonight, in the middle of the night, he has to fight, so to speak, on behalf of every Jew that's ever going to be alive. That's why he gets the name Yisrael, because he's earned this right. He's served as not just the father of children, but the father of an entire nation. Shem HaMavtiach is Kiyumo HaNitzchi Shel Toldotav. That's the name that is about the ultimate existence, the ultimate, the fact that the Jewish people will be around forever. Yisrael Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael Hu. And he says this in a different sense. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the fact that if a Jew sins, he's still a Jew. You can't opt out of being Jewish. There's something about being Jewish that is eternal. We have this on an individual level, that even if you sin and even if you convert, that whatever you do, Yisrael afal pi shechata Yisrael hu. You're still a Jew. You're still a Jew. Because there's something about being a Jew that is till the end of time. Hashem Yisrael mafkia kol efsharut shel ovdan nefesh miYisrael. The very name Yisrael, the very name Yisrael speaks about, mafkia, it uproots kol efsharut shel ovdan nefesh b'Yisrael. It uproots the possibility of losing a soul. You don't lose a Jewish soul. Ein maisa hamara. Hamara is what's the right word for that? Is heresy, or to go against. If anybody wants to chime in, I'm a loss for the word right now. But if a person wants to rebel, so to speak, against the religion, ein maisa hamara ba'olam sheyochel natek es echad mizera Yaakov me'am Yisrael. Lebal yidach mimenu nidach. You can't, no Jew, there's nothing a Jew can do to get out of that eternal mission of being a Jew, and so too the people itself cannot be taken down. Yisrael, Yashar El, Sod Kav HaYashar She'ena Note L'Ktzavos Nikze, Kates, Zumidas HaEmes HaNosenes Kiyam Netzach. There's something about a straight line from here till the end. It doesn't go off to the right. It doesn't go off to the left. That's emes. Again, not in the typical sense of truth, but in the sense of something that is permanent, of something that is lasting, of something that is more real than many of the falsehoods and the trends and the peoples and the nations that come and go. Yisrael represents Yashar, Yashar from the beginning all the way to the end. That's the same thing as I explained before. That's the Midah of Rachamim. The Midah of Rachamim is truth. Because the most true thing would, so to speak, be for Hashem to punish us immediately. When we do something wrong, we should get punished. We get to get destroyed. We should be killed immediately when we do an avera. But that's not emet. That may be correct, but it's not a path for achieving the ultimate goals. It's not a lasting path. It's not a path that's yashar from the beginning to the end. The idea of midas harachamim is that he gives us time to be able to correct. He gives us time to be able to get to the end. Hamachar nosei bekirbo et efsharut hatikun lekol echad. That is an absolutely incredible line. Tomorrow has within it the possibility of change. The fact that there's a tomorrow inherently means that I can achieve my goals, I can achieve my potential, I can change, I can get it right. If there's no tomorrow, then there's no hope to get to the finish line. Just knowing that there's a tomorrow, no se bikirbo, that's just an incredible line. Contained within the concept of a tomorrow is the possibility to get it right, is the possibility to bring things to where they're ultimately supposed to be. Ulechlal shir komas am Yisrael, right? And to the proper standing of the Jewish people and where they should be, v'hitbonein heitev b'cholze, and think about what this concept means. Kiyumo shel Yisrael munach ba'amito shel habore yisbarach, ki ani Hashem lo shaniti, v'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilitem. The continued existence of Yisrael is connected to the continued existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am God and I don't change. I still want the same thing. I still want the Jewish people to reach their potential. I still want the world to reach its potential. I'm not going to be distracted, so to speak, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the fact that you got something wrong today. I'm not going to be set off course by the fact that you're sinning right now. I have the goal in mind. The goal is the Jewish people reaching their potential. The goal is every individual reaching their potential. The goal is Mashiach. The goal is Geula. And that requires me to be patient. That requires me to allow for tomorrow. V'kach, achar nitzchono shel Esav, al Esav, v'yovo Yaakov shalem. And this is what it means, says the Rabbeinu Bachya, when this is what it means that after the defeating of Esav, after that whole encounter with Esav and the whole encounter with the Malach, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. Yaakov comes whole. Shalem, Rashi says, Shalem begufo, Shalem b'mamono, Shalem b'torato. He's whole in his body. He's whole with his, he still has his fortune, and he still has his Torah. He still has his faith. But says the Rabbeinu Bachya, V'shamati shahamila shalem. I've heard that the word shalem notrikon is a contraction for shalo lamut. He didn't die. He didn't die. Because as long as there's a tomorrow, there's hope. As long as a person survives, there's hope. It seems tragic sometimes when a person is on the edge, a younger person is on the edge of death, and they slip away. Something happens in the hospital, maybe. There's an infection. Something happens. The reality is that as long as a person is still alive, there's hope. There's tomorrow. The moment that that's snuffed out, everything changes. A person can be very, very sick in the hospital, but as long as there's a tomorrow, there's still hope. And that's what shalem means. Shalem means, on top of the fact, Rashi stresses that shalem is, he has everything. He has his money, he has his body, he has his health, he has his Torah. Rabbeinu Bachri says, you know what shalem really is? That you have it tomorrow. Because if you have it tomorrow, then anything's possible. And that's what Yaakov Avinu accomplishes that night with Esav, that night with the Malach of Esav. He gives the Jewish people the chance. That's all we can hope for, is the chance to continue, the chance to get it right, the chance to achieve our potential. Bekach hishlim Yaakov eshlichuso. That's how Yaakov accomplished his mission. Bekach nemer ashas misoso. Vayasev fraglav alhamita, vayigvav v'yasof elamav. He brought his feet up onto his bed. Mitato shalema. That's the phrase that's used. His bed, where he created individuals with his wives, was whole, was complete. Shalom lamos. Right? At the end of the day, our goal is to try to bring another Jewish generation. Yeah, we're trying to bring Mashiach, and we're trying to make the world a better place. Ultimately, what our goal is to bring the Jewish people forward one more generation, to give them a chance. And whether we do that through our own biological children, or we do that by teaching and inspiring other people, we do that by supporting things, our goal is to make sure the project simply moves forward one more link. To give it shalolamos, because the fact is, that's been the secret of Jewish survival. It's not been constant growth. It's not been constantly moving upward. But shalolamos, not a simple thing over the course of Jewish history. Finally, he says, Yaakov Avinu lo meis. We have a concept that Yaakov didn't die. Not really listed as one of the people who went into Gan Eden alive. Mazaro b'chayim afu b'chayim. The Gemara says, because his children are still alive, he's still alive. Kishar ha'avos psoles haya b'zarim. Because the Rashba says that the other avos had waste. There were kids that went that didn't end up. And we never got to a pure generation. All the kids okay until Yaakov. We never had a whole group that everyone was being able to be pushed. Everybody survived. Everybody made it to the finish line. That's what it means, Yaakov didn't die. So we don't say none of the avos died. Because some of their children didn't make it. The strength of their toldos was not to be alive no matter what. And the fact that our real forefather, the one that we all come from, only Jews, everybody comes from Yaakov. Why? Because he was able, and this was a symbol of the fact that his children would survive, that all of his children made it to the finish line. It doesn't mean that every Jew is going to make it to the finish line. It doesn't mean that every one of our children are going to make it to the proverbial finish line. There are things that happen along the way. But as a Jewish people, we're going to make it to the finish line. As a Jewish people, we're going to have shalolamos, that we're going to be able to continue going. Symbolic of that life was the fact that Yaakov Avinu was zoche to have everybody go forward. Every single person in his family went forward in part of it. That wasn't a lot of Yaakov, of Yitzchak. It wasn't a lot of Avraham. It's not a lot of most people. But Yaakov, symbolically, as the one whose children are going to have to make it to the end of time, was given this symbol, this promise, this display of what it means for Jewish people to make it into the next generation, that all of his children made it into the next generation. And that was his tafkid. That's tonight. Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable. Okay, everyone.
Thank
Anybody
you.
there?
Thank you.
There you
Thank
are.
you, Rabbi
Okay.
Penner. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Penner.
Wow. Amazing stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing the Riverdalians over Shabbos.
Yes, looking forward.
Looking forward.
The Gemara of Tainus Hay is tomorrow's daf, I believe.